This morning I want to talk from the topic praising while in the pit.
Right.
Praising while in the pit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if you will allow me, I want to paint a picture for you this morning. And if you pray with me and be patient with me, I promise I will give you something that can benefit you in this your Christian walk. See, I really like this story about this young man, Joseph, who, in my opinion, has one of the most intriguing stories in the entire Bible. We are talking about a young man that had more ups and downs than a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But the thing I like most about Joseph, no matter where he was in his life, he never complained.
Yes, sir.
When we read the story of Joseph, there are some things that cannot be denied because the scripture makes it clear. Joseph was chosen by God. Mm-hmm. Joseph was anointed by God.
Yes, sir.
Joseph had a destiny given by God. Mm-hmm. Joseph was favored by God.
Yes,
Joseph was favored by his earthly father. God was with Joseph. When you hear all of these things, it sounds like a winning combination.
Yes, sir.
Based on those things, it would appear that Joseph had it made. It seems as though he was living a perfect life. But when we read the complete story of Joseph, we find out that this same Joseph,
yes, sir,
who had everything going for him,
yes, sir,
who was anointed by God, who was favored by his earthly father, has so many great advantages. One day he found himself in a pit by himself. And let me stop right here for a public service announcement.
All right.
Attention all believers. If somebody told you that when you became a Christian,
yes, sir,
that all your problems would be over, and that you would never be hurt again, you would never cry again, you would never suffer again, I'm sorry, but those people lied to you.
All right. Set it up.
Go ahead. Psalms 34 and 19 tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Yes, sir.
But the Lord delivered him out of all of them.
Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to say is that Christians have problems too.
Yep.
Christians get sick.
Uh-huh.
Christians get into debt. Christians get divorced. Christians get their hearts broken. Christians go places that they shouldn't go.
Yeah.
Christians do things that they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Christians say things that they shouldn't say. No matter how hard we try to pretend like we don't have any troubles, we all from time to time find ourselves faced with an obstacle.
Yeah.
A roadblock, a stronghold, a barrier, a setup, a setback. We find ourselves in a pit all by ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we fall in the pit. Sometimes we jump in the pit. Sometimes we are pushed in the pit. But regardless of how we got there or why we are there, a pit is a pit. And if you stay there too long, you'll die in the pit.
Yes, sir.
I understand this. Dreams die in the pit.
Yeah.
Ministries die in the pit.
Yes, sir.
Gifts die in the pit.
Uh-huh.
Callings die in the pit.
Yes, sir.
Marriages die in the pit.
Come on. All right.
Listen, I want to try to encourage somebody today. God is getting ready to do something that is going to blow your mind. There are some people who saw you in the pit. There are some people that even helped put you in the pit. And they sat back and they watched you struggling and pushing and scratching and clawing, trying to get your way out of the pit. When they left you in the pit, the last time they saw you, you were in the pit. You were a hot mess. But I come to tell you right now, it's time to come up out of the pit. Anybody trying to get out of the pit this morning?
Come on.
Anybody want to get out of the pit? Tell your neighbor, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I don't know what that pit is for you today. It may be a pit of death. It may be a pit of sickness. It may be a pit of bondage or addiction. It may be a pit of despair or depression. It may be a pit of marriage problems that look so deep and dark and impossible that you feel like giving up. It may be a spiritual pit and you don't feel about God like you used to.
All right.
I don't know what your pit is. They come in all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know what that pit is for you, but I want you to look at your neighbor and say, I've spent my last night in the pit. See, the Bible tells us that weeping may endure for a night.
That's what it says.
But happiness. No, I don't say happiness. It say joy is coming in the morning. Let's take a look at the first part of Joseph's story and see how a person with such a promising future ends up in a pit.
Right.
Then we see how he handled the pit.
Right.
And then we will see how he got out of the pit.
Yes,
let's first look at how he got in the pit.
I got it.
Look at verse 5, and it says that Joseph dreamed a dream.
Yeah, he did.
And he told it to his brothers, and they hated him.
Yes, they did.
There it is. There is where all his problems started. Understand that we all got some haters in our lives.
Say it again.
Some of our haters are real close to us, too. Anybody know about having some haters? See, all Joseph did was share his dream, and his brothers hated him. See, sometimes we have to be careful about who we share our dreams with, our success and our ideas, even those in our family. Keep in mind, saints, everybody's not in your corner. Everybody does not have your back. But my Bible tells me, if God be for us, who can be against us? So I say, let the haters hate. See, one thing that I've learned in my short time on earth is that people will envy you. They will hate you and they will be jealous of you. There's an oldie but goldie that says they smile in your face.
All the time.
But all the time, they want to take your place. Backstabbers. Don't get me wrong. I understand you want people to be for you and you want them to like you and be on your side. But the fact of the matter is everybody is not going to like you no matter how you treat them. No matter how much love you show them, they're not going to be on your team. Now, it wasn't enough that they hated Joseph, but in verse 18, it says they also conspired.
That was it.
Somebody say conspired. See, conspire means to join in a secret agreement to do unlawful or wrongful act or an act which becomes unlawful as a result of the secret agreement.
Yeah, you're right.
So his brothers, they conspired. They plotted. They schemed. They sought to do willful harm to Joseph. And why? Because he shared his dream. And because they had hate in their hearts. See, this was, Pastor, what they call a premeditated conspiracy. To put an end to the dreamer, as they called him. See, when people hate on you, they can't even call you by your name. They call you everything but a child of God. But the one thing these brothers didn't realize in their own ignorance is that God favored Joseph. What they meant for harm, God meant it for his good. See, when you are set aside by God, your enemies will conspire to destroy you. But God said in his word, touch not my anointed one. If nobody has your back, God has your back. try as they may, no one is greater than the great I am. But they conspired to rid themselves of their brother. Not because he was evil, not because he was mean to them, not because he stole from them, but because he shared his dream with them. He wanted them to be happy for him. He wanted to them to enjoy his moment, but they hated on him. So we have seen hate, and then we've seen conspiracy. See, those two things usually go hand in hand. Where there is hate, there is bound to be some conspiracy.
Yeah, you're right.
See, the original plan was to kill their very own flesh and blood. But we see here one of the brothers feeling a little guilty about the scheme. See, sometimes there's a voice of reason even in the crowd of haters.
All right.
In verse 21 and 22, that voice was Reuben. He came up with this idea: instead of killing Joseph, let's make him suffer by throwing him in a pit.
That's it.
See, there are those people that just want to see you suffer. They want to see you lose your mind. They take joy in seeing you on the verge of throwing in the towel.
Say it again, please.
But I stopped by to tell you this morning that everything is going to be all right.
All right.
I want to encourage you this morning that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Don't let no one or nothing separate you from the love of God.
That's it.
So we've seen hate. We've seen conspiracy. We've even seen the voice of reason.
Yes, sir.
Now comes the time to carry out this hateful scheme.
All right.
Not only was Joseph dropped in the pit, he was left there all alone.
All alone.
Everybody had turned their back on him. Anybody ever felt alone?
Yeah.
Ever felt like you were stuck in a dark pit with nowhere to turn or no one to turn to? Ever felt like the walls were closing in on you?
Yes, sir.
It seemed as though Joseph was going to die in the pit.
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, Joseph's situation gets turned around. And as I hasten forward, let me show you how to get out of the pit.
All right.
Go ahead, preach.
We get out the same way Joseph got out. Joseph got out of the pit by praising his way out.
Come on now.
Watch this. The scripture does not say that he was praising in the pit, but I declare to you that he was. In that 26th verse, it says, and Judah. Watch this now. I'm going to have a little Bible study right here. Judah translated is the praise of the Lord.
Come on. Right.
So what we see here is his brother Judah, who decided they should get him out of the pit. But if we really look closely at the text, I told you already, Judah means praise. Judah got Joseph out of the pit. In other words, praise got Joseph out of the pit. See, Joseph praised his way out of his circumstance. We have to be willing to praise God in spite of.
Amen.
Paul said, no matter what state I'm in, I'm learned to be content.
Yes, sir.
At the lowest point in Joseph's life, physically, mentally, and spiritually, God stepped in because Joseph called on his name. See, it wasn't his coat of many colors that got him out.
All right, yeah.
It wasn't his anointing that got him out. It wasn't even the dreams that he had that got him out. It was his praise that got him out of the pit.
All right.
Reuben put him in, but Judah got him out. See, I don't care how you got in the pit. I don't care who it was or what it was that helped put you in the pit. I came to tell you, Judah will get you out of the pit.
Yeah,
your praise
will
deliver you.
Yes.
I'm sure this is not the path that Joseph envisioned on his way to the palace. Regardless, it was his praise that got him out of the pit. That's why we have to start our praise right where we are. It's easy to praise when the battle is over and the victory has been won. It's easy to praise when the sickness is healed and you get a clean bill of health. It's easy to praise when the marriage is restored and the family has been mended. It's easy to praise when you have a steady income and money in the bank. It's easy to praise. But I'm telling you, it takes something to shout in the face of the devil. It takes something to praise in the face of the doctor when they have a bad report. It takes something to shout when you don't have two nickels to rub together. It takes something when you're going through the fire to let your hand, to lift your hands and lift your voice and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, there's something to be said about that kind of praise. What I'm trying to say is you don't have to wait until the battle is over. You can shout during the battle. Start praising them in the dark when the walls are closing in on you. Start praising them when you're laying in that hospital bed looking at the ceiling. Start praising them when you're at the bottom of the pit. Start praising them when you're in the middle of your pain. Start praising them when your friends have turned their backs on you. Start praising them when your kids won't do right. Start praising them when your money is acting funny and your change look a little strange and your credit just won't get it. Start praising them.
That's it,
brother. I want to know how many real praises do we have in this morning? I mean, some show enough real praises. I'm talking about someone that's not worried about their hair getting messed up. Somebody that's not too cute to praise them. I'm looking for some real praise. See, I need somebody that want to praise him. I'm not looking for those cute praises today. I'm looking for somebody that wants to give God some inhabited praise. Someone that that's wanting to give him some unrestrained praise. See, I stopped by to tell you on my way to glory, give God the praise he so deserves. See, he wants you to praise through your tears. He wants you to praise while your heart is breaking. He wants you to praise through your bloodshot eyes. He wants your praise when it doesn't make sense. He wants your praise loud and crazy. He wants your praise when you're going through hell. He wants your praise when you don't feel like it.
I'm
trying to leave it alone, y'all. I'm trying to leave it alone. But I just feel like there's somebody here who's been praising him all prim and proper. You're waiting until everything is perfect. You want to give God a fancy praise. You want to dress it up and make it look pretty. But God told me to tell you, it's time to let go and give him the glory. And he turned to use your praise to bring you up out of the pit. See, the devil's purpose is for the pit to kill your praise. The devil wants to contain your praise. See, the devil knows if you ever get your praise out, he's in a world of trouble. I have learned if I can get my praise on, I can get the devil off my back. Now listen, the devil gonna hate what I gotta say right here, but I don't really care. But the reason some of you haven't gotten out of your pit yet is because your pride is in the way. You want to praise God on your terms. You want to praise God when something big happens. You want to praise God when you feel like it. And you want to praise God when it makes sense. You want to praise God moderately, conveniently, and quietly. Your pride is is keeping you bound. Your pride is keeping you in the pit.
All right.
And your pride is keeping you from your breakthrough. But I declare you better praise while you have the chance. Because the Bible says, if you don't cry out, the rocks will cry out. And I declare this morning, I don't need no rocks crying out for me. If I couldn't say a word, I just waved my hand. I'm almost there. I want you to see this last thing right here, verse 29. Where his brother Reuben, who had put him in the pit, he came back to the pit where he last saw Joseph. And Joseph was gone.
Thank you.
See, a lot of times people like to return to the scene of the crime. They want to make sure that you are still in the state that they left you. David talked about your pitiful condition to other people. They made fun of the situation that you were in. But that was yesterday. Now you can stick your chest out and hold your head up high and tell them, that was yesterday. Yesterday I was in the pit. But now I'm headed to the palace. Yesterday it looked like I was going to die in the pit. But today I'm headed towards my destiny. Yesterday I felt like I was going to die in the pit. But I heard the voice of Jesus say, don't die in the pit. Joseph was in the pit. And they expected him to die in the pit. But his praise brought him out. Job was in an ugly pit. And he should have died in the pit. But his praise gave him double for his trouble. Jeremiah was in a pit. And they expected him to die right there. But his praise brought him out. Paul and Silas was in a pit. They were expected to die. But their praise brought him out. David was in a horrible pit. But his praise brought him out. Daniel was in a lion's pit. But his praise brought him out. The Hebrew boy was in a fiery pit. But his praise brought him out. Finally, there was a sinner. They were in a pit. But I see Jesus standing by. He said, give me a body. I go down and save me from the pit. He stepped out of heaven. It's the time. He came through 40 and two generations. With his eyes on his own. One Friday night. Out on a hill called Calvary. He died to justice be satisfied. He died to the veil of the temple. He died to the sun refused. He died to the moon turned down. He died to the rock skipped like man. He died on the cross. But I'm glad that the story broke in right here. Because right early Sunday morning, he got up. Got up. And because he got up, I can praise my way out of my pit. Just because it looked dark. Just because it looked like it's the end. I promise if you don't throw me in the towel, I promise if you just hold on just a little while longer. Praise him in your circumstance. He'll show up. And he'll show out. I'm not telling you about something that I heard. I'm telling you about something that I know. Because I've been down and out in my life. But God, he saw me through. He's able to deliver. But you got to be willing to give him some praise. I'm done.